नमस्कार सलाम, मैं हूँ पारता
और मैं हूँ वैसाखी।
तो फिर से आ गए हैं हम टिफ 2025 से और आज हम आपको प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं हमारी चर्चा एक बैसाखी के बहुत ही चहेते निर्देशक फिल्म मेकर से,
अनुराग कश्यप, जो आए टिफ में विथ हिज फिल्म मंकी इन अ केज, जिसका इंग्लिश टाइटल इज मंकी इन अ केज, हिंदी टाइटल इज बंदर, और उनके साथ उनके लीड एक्टर
बॉबी जी
बॉबी ड्योल, हमारे 90s के स्वीट हार्ट, 90s किड्स। So we had a great chat with them. Anurag Kashyap, I feel like whenever I meet him, and I think this everyone says about him, ki he meets people like he knows them for ages. Wo koi bhi, I think he can talk to anyone. He loves to chat. He loves to chat movies. Chat about movies. So kisi ko bhi apna bana lete hain. Kafi, he's very warm basically.
Wo matlab interview se pehle anda sandwich dhoond rahe the. उनको मिला या नहीं पता नहीं, फिर उसके बाद अंडा सैंडविच गॉट ट्रांसलेटेड, दो तीन अंडे उबाल के ही ले उबले हुए अंडे चलेंगे। सो थोड़ा सा अगेन यू नो ये स्टार्स आते हैं इधर एक के बाद एक, उनके इंटरव्यूज होते हैं, थोड़ा वो थके हुए होते हैं तो
जेट लैग्ड होते हैं,
लेकिन फिर भी दोनों ने हमारे लिए वक्त निकाला, उसके लिए बहुत आभारी हैं। और yeah, it was an interesting conversation.
It was also nice to catch up with Bobby Deol, jo 90s ke bacche jinhone Gupt aur Barsaat aur Kareeb, Bichhu and all these films they've enjoyed, and then of course abhi jo unka jo punarjanam hua hai as an you know as a superstar with Abrar ka role in Animal, resurgence hua unke career ka, to he's basking in that. To unse bhi catch up karke acha laga, he's a pleasant enough dude sweet aur you know kafi he spoke at great length about his inner struggles also as an actor, which was interesting. Achha tha dono. We would have loved to, I think, talk to them a bit more, because it's always interesting when you know they get personal and they talk about their you know innermost struggles. But yeah, it was great.
आपको लगता है कि बस अभी ये कॉन्वर्सेशन अभी शुरू ही है कि फिर वो खत्म हो जाती है, बट प्रस्तुत है हमारी चर्चा से ये झलक।
Congratulations, first of all, on Bandar. We had a great time watching it. Aaj
you watched it.
PNI screening.
You can't have a great time watching this.
I did, in parts.
Well, there was this fun song in the middle of it.
Which was amazing, the prison song that was filmed. That kind of, but
threw us for a bit of a loop, but
yeah, it was unexpected, but maza aa gaya. So, Anurag, to you, you've talked about how this movie is based on real life incidents in your previous interviews. You've also produced movies like touch on similar themes, dealing with relationships is one of your, then the idea of consent, the way a system works against individuals. What was the initial thought you had about this movie, the logline of the movie?
See, it's just, it comes from a single, you know, since the advent of social media, na, initially when social media came in, we thought suddenly everybody had a voice to say. Then people, the powers to be, they are smarter than us. And then what happens is, it suddenly came in a cancel culture. You know, people get canceled like that. It's like how people go viral and they think that that's how it is to be. The meme culture, everything. But then the cancel, I'm very anti-cancel culture. You don't cancel a person just like that in a second. You say what you have to say, but you give the opportunity to the person to redeem themselves, to correct themselves. And I'm very anti-cancel culture. And we are all human beings. We all make mistakes. We all sometimes take wrong cues, and especially I'm talking about, and it has happened with me, sitting and having a conversation with a woman and getting a wrong cue and feeling like she's feeling the same thing that I'm feeling, and then there's a reaction where we feel like I was wrong, but I've been given a chance to redeem myself, to apologize, to say that, you know, I mistook it. But in today's world, suddenly things have changed. And I come from a generation, and I can say that for Bobby too, we come from a generation where we were taught that it's impolite to say no, it's impolite, things like that. And today's generation is not like that. They know, they draw boundaries immediately. For us, we had to learn. And we learned so much later in life to draw boundaries. It's like हमारे ज़माने में depression नाम की कोई चीज़ नहीं होती थी. हाँ, आपको low feel होता था, बोलते बेटा जाओ बाहर खेल के और ठीक हो जाओगे.
It's true. Yeah. Well, you know, this question is for the both of you. We've obviously grown up with an idea of Bobby Deol, 90s kids. There was the Gupt phase. Then we did. There were other romantic movies that came. Then Race happened. And then, of course, the sensation that was Animal. Of course, a lot of the other work that you did. Love Hostel was a revelation. I couldn't believe that was you. I refused to believe that was you. I was like, our sweet Bobby Deol can't be doing the things.
He started playing around with himself.
I am sure.
Since Ashram, Love
yes.
Hostel.
Yeah.
Everything. He's now, like, agar today, if there's any actor who takes more chances to play different characters without worrying about I'm going to be the hero or not, or this and that.
Yeah.
And being interested in being curious about playing, like, you know, new kind of a character, it's him.
So when did you think he would be the perfect Samar? Kuch to hoga for...
That idea actually came from my producer, Nikhil Dwivedi.
Okay.
That actually, because, you know, I didn't think Bobby would be willing to do something like this, and I didn't approach him. Nikhil put it in my head that Bobby is willing to experiment. मैंने तब तक आश्रम भी नहीं देखा था. बाद में देखा, but that's when I reached him. So credit goes to Nikhil Dwivedi.
Okay, Bobby, for you, Anurag said in an interview, you got emotionally naked for the movie and completely surrendered. Your impressions of Anurag as a director. Have you seen his body of work?
I've seen some of his work, but I've been wanting to work with Anurag since I don't know how many years. I still remember the first time he came to my house as a writer, and that was my first meeting with you. And that wasn't for me, it was for my brother or something he was trying to work on. And then slowly we kept bumping into each other, and we just got closer. And also because of Abhay working with him, I interacted more with him. And then... We tried to work together some years ago, and at that point, you know, because I was also so brainwashed about how
being a hero
is more important and can't do anything which is away from that. And I still remember that idea he narrated to me, which at that point was so challenging that I was also not sure if I'll be able to perform in that manner as the character required to be. But now Then, with things changing in your life, your life experiences, what you go through, your ups and downs, you suddenly get more mature about things. Your thinking changes, and I just wanted to look for characters and play those characters which stand out. Because as a viewer, I always think to myself, what is it that I really enjoyed about this film? Okay, the main hero is amazing, but what I took back from a film would be a character, not just a hero. There were other characters, the other actors who stood out.
Yeah.
And I decided that the only way forward for me is that what I really enjoyed as a viewer, I want to play those kind of characters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my journey began. And I was lucky. I mean, luck definitely plays a part. It started with Class of 83 on Netflix. Red Chillies was the producer. And then I did Ashram. Prakashji just saw something in me and asked me to do that, which I am always going to be grateful to him for that.
And that blew up.
Yeah, it did. I didn't, you know, I didn't imagine.
Most show.
Yeah, I didn't imagine that people would, you know, I was scared. I didn't tell my parents, my brother, or anyone that I was going to play a character like Baba Nirala. And then when it released, the amount of phone calls they got was just incredible, that how much love I'm getting to play a bad man. And then that just made me feel more confident as an actor that, you know, I can challenge myself, put myself out of my comfort zone even further. And so I did Love Hostel, which again was Red Chillies. And slowly and steadily, as an actor, as a director, we all wish we can do what we really like to do and make what we want to be a part of. So finally, Animal came, Magic of Silver Screen is totally different. And I still remember him calling me up and speaking to me for almost an hour. And I was like so happy to hear it coming from him, because I really respect his kind of work and the way he thinks about cinema. And coming from him meant a lot. And then finally he had offered me a film earlier, which he was producing and his friend was going to direct me. And it was a rom-com
kind. I'll still come back to you.
Okay. And then Sally says, no, Bobby, I think you can do something different. And I'm going to work on something and I'm going to come back to you. And then Nikhil, he is from Ubiti, that company manages me. And he's a friend of mine. And they've had this script lying with them since some time. And then Nikhil spoke to Anurag and let's do this with Bobby. He's excited. And also the dilemma which every director goes through is when he wants to cast people, 90% of them don't want to play a character, which is so different and which is, they always think about how it's going to affect the image. But I have...
Most of them think about box office.
Yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy myself as an actor, and portray characters which I am not. But every character has some similarity with you. Like even my character in Bandar, I've seen ups and downs. This character goes through that. I felt like a loser at one point in my life. I hated and I was angry with everything around me. And I felt lonely. And all those emotions eventually came handy for me as an actor, because we all live...
There's something very beautiful he told me. In his most vulnerable moment, he said, I was 5 years old when I knew I would be a star. And I became a star. This is what he told me. Yeah. These are his words. I can say it?
I don't know.
As I'm going to say it, okay, Bobby. He said, I knew at the age of 5 I'll be a star, and I became a star. Yeah. And this and that. And then one day it disappeared. And after that, when I was in Juhu and I was leaving the car from the house, the moment I would see a vanity van or a light on, I would get emotional and start feeling bad and start, or sometimes cry, ki why am I not there? And then he says, so much later in my life, somebody told him, acting, sikho, workshop karo. It happened too late. And then I remember, years later, we met in the gym. We started going to the same gym.
Yeah.
And he went down and he was not giving up. He resurrected himself. He started learning how to act. He started experimenting. He started doing things which I don't think there are more people in this industry who are like that. It's the way he is. Everybody's caught up in their own aura, in their own, like, you know, whatever it is. But he wants to do different things.
Yeah. No, I never felt that I would be a star at 5. I just didn't understand the concept of star or stardom. I just felt that I want to be a hero. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't have a concept. Hero means what? Mm-hmm. I want to be an actor. But for me, it was when I was a child, everybody would come and pull my cheeks and would say, tu to hero banega, tu to hero banega. So I decided I'm going to become a hero. And my dad did everything. He didn't leave any stone unturned. My brother didn't, to launch me. Mm-hmm. And I saw the heights of stardom and everything. But suddenly everything changed, because when I started my career, everything, the system was changing completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was, people would come to you for work, then slowly, those actors were increasing in our industry. They wanted work, so they would go and talk and meet people. And before you knew that, you were suddenly not casted for something, and slowly, no one came to you. And I would wonder why that's happening. And then I made some choices which I thought at that point were nice, didn't work. So when things don't work for you, you start wondering, why is it happening to me? You start pitting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst moment in your life, when you start pitting yourself. You know, you start giving up. You just start blaming everybody. Everything is an excuse for you. You know, I'm like this. Why is it like this? It's not my fault. And then I just snapped out of it. And I, as I said earlier, that I started realizing what cinema meant to me, what was interesting, what I enjoyed watching. And I started making myself ready that anyone comes knocking on my door and I'm prepared to face the challenge. And he knocked at my door very late, but he did. And I'm just glad that I'm here.
No. See, he is naturally extremely सेंसिटिव एंड एम्पैथेटिक, ठीक है, वो है इसके अंदर, दैट यू कॉन्ट टेक अवे फ्रॉम हिम. एंड ही इज ऑल्सो ट्रस्टिंग. आई हैव अ वेरी डिफरेंट वे ऑफ मेकिंग अ फिल्म. एंड ही वॉज केयर्ड अबाउट माई प्रोसेस, बट ओनली फॉर 6 to 8 hours. आई थिंक आफ्टर 2 scenes ही स्टार्टेड ट्रस्टिंग माई प्रोसेस. After
yeah,
2 scenes.
Yeah, I know, because I usually was, there was no script given. It was given on the day of the shooting, and I was like, I just wanted
the script, the scene.
The scene, not the script, the scene. And I always want to sit with myself and read the scene a few times before I can get the hang of it. And, you know, but sometimes his thought process is that you get monotonous with your thoughts. You get stuck with your performance because you start thinking, you make a pattern as an actor. Yeah, you start making a pattern as to what you're going to follow. So one thing I learned for me, those 23 days of working with him was like going on a workshop for acting.
Wait, 23 days?
24 days, besides I worked for 23 days.
He worked for 23 days. The entire film was shot in 25 days.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised with
this. Yeah. So for me, it was like going on a workshop and understanding, no, this is not the only pattern of getting the emotions out as an actor. And he taught me that, and I learned so much in those 23 days that somewhere, because everything makes, every time you do a project, it's always special for you when you learn something out of it. And I've learned a lot working with Anurag. You know, it has changed my thought process, it's made me more confident as an actor, that I can take even more stronger challenges as characters which I could play. And that's the best thing that every actor wishes. You know, we all dream, oh, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. But when someone comes to you with that, you're like, no, I don't think I can do this, I won't go on, you know, I won't sign it. But I'm not, I'm saying, bring it on, and I will, if I really think that is interesting, I will go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter what genre it is, it doesn't matter what kind of positive or negative character, because we are basically actors portraying characters which are living in our society. Yes. And stories come from there. And you can't just make up stories unless you make Avatar or something like that, which...
just out of this world.
But even there, the emotions were...
So, thoda challenge ke baare mein baat karte hain. Aapne kaha ki aap jab ye movie bana rahe the, like it was a thin line that you were walking. Thoda sa isme, haan, to thoda uske baare mein bataenge, and then, you know, the role jo aap play kar rahe.
No, it's a very difficult film. See, it's a very traumatizing, the filmmaking was traumatizing for all the actors, for all the crew, everyone. I still get, like, you know, very, very affected by this film, in the sense that I'm still saying we're still walking a thin line. We wanted to make a film which is conversation starter. There's so much change when the Me Too movement happened.
Yeah.
That's also when we shut down my company, Phantom, right? But there is also, you correct your mistake, you do that, but you don't cancel people totally, and you don't give them, you're not like, kisne aisa kiya, usko goli maar do. Aadmi ko apni galti realize karne ke liye chance dena chahiye. Aadmi ko apni galti realize karne ke liye time dena chahiye. आदमी को समझ में भी तो आना चाहिए उसने गलती की तो की क्या. सो माई थिंग वॉज, आई एम नॉट मेकिंग अ मी टू फिल्म, आई एम नॉट मेकिंग अ मैन टू फिल्म, आई एम मेकिंग अ फिल्म वेयर वी हैव कम, वेयर वी, हम 2 सेकंड में आदमी को कैंसिल कर देते हैं, हम 2 सेकंड में उसको भगवान बना देते हैं, हम 2 सेकंड में उसको वायरल कर देते हैं, हम 2 सेकंड में उसको ख़त्म कर देते हैं. सब सोशल मीडिया हैज़ गॉन नट्स, एंड आई डोंट नो, I have not adapted to it. I also react. I react on Instagram. I react to things. Right? But what is it? So it stays with you. It stays with you. So my thing was, and he is so honest to himself. It's very important. See, for an actor, the most important thing is imandari. He's honest to himself. And he believed me, he gave me faith. So when he gives me faith, it becomes my responsibility to put his best out there and not let him down. So, bahut simple sa hai. He gave me so much faith. He went through the process that I was doing. I have put in, this film has no junior artist. It has some 120 theatre actors.
Amazing ensemble of 120 theatre actors,
and we have got actors from everywhere who have come for 2 days, 3 days. And I've told each one of them, you are all just doing few scenes in the film, but the film is his. And I also told him, I said, you know, every scene in the film, if you take scenes individually, belongs to the other character. He's reacting. But I told him, I said, film belongs to you. He believed it. Not many people do that. He gave me so much, so it becomes my responsibility. And we have spent a lot of time on the film. I must say that one credit goes to my... We have spent a lot of time in trying to find the right film. A lot of credit also goes for this to my producer. Because, see, he comes from commercial sensibility. I'm a cinephile. So he was trying to make a cinephile film into a commercial film. Uske commercial idea se aur mere cinephile film se mujhe rasta mila. I found the way for the correct film. Also because of Nikhil.
So aapke liye kitna mushkil tha? Aapko script pata hai, lekin scene aapko... अच्छा ठीक है नहीं पता है आपको सीन उस दिन बता रहे हैं लेकिन ये कह रहे हैं इट्स अ ट्रॉमेटिक एक्सपीरियंस तो आपके लिए अच्छा सो हाउ वाज इट फॉर यू टू सिर्फ यू नो ये आप इनएक्ट कर रहे हैं कुछ कुछ आपकी कहानी है इसमें थोड़ी सी यू नो
बेसिकली क्या है कि मुझे इतना मालूम था कि एक कैरेक्टर है हु वाज वंस समवन बट नाउ हिज करियर इज गॉन डाउन द ड्रेन एंड ही इज अ लूजर ही इज जस्ट डजंट नो हाउ टू ऑक्यूपाई हिज spare time. He keeps dreaming that his friend will make a film with him and he's romantic but yet he doesn't know how to romance. And for him sometimes those relationships are of no substance and yet he wants to have relationships. So he's very confused because his life is not falling in the right place. And that happens to you in real life also, you know, where you suddenly when things don't work for you, you just started giving up and blaming the world. And that's exactly my character in the film. And because I've experienced so much in my life, I've been in the industry for 30 years, experience really helps, you know. And that's only when you understand from your experiences and use it as a bank to fall back on when you're performing. You know, every actor does that. And I'm emotional, which is my dual thing. Mm-hmm. All duals are very emotional and sensitive. So,
each one of them.
That kind of helps me perform these kind of characters because even when I do bad, I mean, I've been very fortunate that even when I've done characters which are negative, which are wrong.
So, aap is character ko negative soching? Aap kaise so? Aap is character ko kaise describe karenge?
When I'm playing a character, I never think of him as negative, because I'm playing a character who believes he's right. Otherwise, if I'm trying to think I'm negative, then my performance will falter.
Yeah. See, in real life, also villains, in real life, even a criminal, I'm saying even if you think of a gangster. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
Yeah, because he's not. Because if you
can't play it like that.
You can't play that way because no one. कितने लोग हम मिलते हैं उनको इतना झूठ बोलते हैं इतना manipulation करते हैं पर उनको लगता नहीं वो कुछ कर रहे हैं because they don't see that side of themselves.
किसी को लगता नहीं कि वो गलत कर रहे हैं. ये सब तभी होता है जब हम एक एज पे पहुंच जाते हैं मतलब जब लाइफ रिवाइंड होती
है रिवाइंड होते फिर बोलते हैं कि हमने इतना हम वी वर सो रॉन्ग वी वर सो बैड
और प्लस बहुत जनरेशनल टाइम डिफरेंस है. सी हम लोग सोशल मीडिया के टाइम में पैदा नहीं हुए थे ना. सोशल मीडिया आने के बाद ज़माना भी कई बार बदला है. हमारे बच्चे जो है ना वो हमसे ज़्यादा समझदार
हैं. उनको नो बट द थिंग इज एवरी जनरेशन इज मोर इंटेलिजेंट देन द पास्ट जनरेशन. इट हैपेंस. इट्स जस्ट दैट आवर जनरेशन इज गेटिंग टू डिपेंडेंट ऑन एआई एंड ऑल दोस चैट जीपीटी एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट बिकॉज द वर्ल्ड इज केटरिंग एंड इट्स नॉट देयर फॉल्ट for being influenced by all that because they're living and growing up with the same thing around them. So they think it's part of your life. I mean, mobile phones, abhi shuru shuru mein main bolta tha, yaar cross kar raha hai, phone pe baat kar raha hai. You had forgotten that no, mobile has become, is like a part of your body now. It's always going to be in their hands.
Yeah.
So you start realizing it, but we saw everything coming in our lifespan. And so things changed. We have to just accept whatever we can and just live with it. To a certain extent, obviously, you try to tell your kids not to be always on the mobile phones and things like that. And my kids, I never gave them mobile phones or social media for a long time. Yeah, so, but now it's become a necessity, yeah. You know, so you can't blame them. You can't blame any of the new generation for being on social media. You can't. Because it's become a part and parcel of being, of living,
yeah.
You know.
तो आप उनके उनके साथ ये मुद्दा कैसे डिस्कस करेंगे जो आप इस फिल्म में आप प्रश्न उठा रहे हैं हाउ आर यू गोइंग टू डिस्कस इट विद योर
माय डॉटर इज अ सोशल इन्फ्लुएंसर राइट माय डॉटर इज अ यूट्यूबर शी टॉक्स अबाउट थिंग्स अनकंफर्टेबल थिंग्स शी इज डन अ शो विद मी इज टॉकिंग अनकंफर्टेबल थिंग्स विद योर फादर शी इज डन अ शो व्हिच इज वायरल राइट And she's asked me all kinds of questions. There's no filter there. So, कभी कभी ना आपके बच्चे ही आपको सिखा देते हैं कि आप कहाँ सही हो और कहाँ गलत हो और हम लोग ने जो फिल्म बनाई है the idea of Bandar is a conversation starter. We need to talk. We need to stop cancelling. We need to stop doing all those things. We need to start having conversations. I'm very anxious to see reactions of people. Because I know lots of things will come. You can be like, why did you make this film? What is the point of this film? Who's right, who's wrong? My thing is, I don't want to say who's right, who's wrong. Sab sahi hai aur sab galat hai.
That's why you showed all those different perspectives.
Sab sahi hai aur sab galat hai. Because kya hai na, kisi ne koi itna bada crime thode na kiya yaar. Lekin jo unhone bhukta hai, that's so big. What they go through, the consequences are terrible. Because the system is now so such, it has become dousing the fire. Yes, hota na? Aag lagi, pani dal do. System has become such. So it doesn't give you time to realize. In my head, I see this film as coming of age of a man-child. Or when I say this, I'm myself a man-child. I don't know if I have come of age.
Okay. Just final question. तो beginning में एक line थी कि किसी की नानी ने ये बोला है.
मेरी नानी बोलती है. हर आदमी बोलती थी. अभी वो रही नहीं. हर आदमी अपनी ही सर्कस का बंदर होता है. मतलब कहने का मतलब ये है कि आप जो करते हो ना उसके consequences आप ही के हैं और आप उसी में उलझे रहते हो. हर आदमी अपनी सर्कस का ही बंदर होता है. तो वो छोटा सा ना हमारी कहावत से होती है. मैं तो नानी की मुँह से सुना था इसलिए क्रेडिट नानी को देता हूँ. ओरिजिनली किसने कहा था मुझे भी नहीं मालूम.
तो ये थी हमारी चर्चा बंदर के निर्देशक अनुराग कश्यप और उनके जो लीड एक्टर हैं बॉबी देओल उनके साथ. वी होप यू एंजॉय दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन. अपना फीडबैक ज़रूर हमें भेजिएगा. कोई यू नो व्हाट डिड यू फील अबाउट दिस एपिसोड. और हमने तो खूब एंजॉय किया. आई थिंक वी हैड अ ब्लास्ट एंड आई थिंक वी वुड हैव लाइक टू चैट अ लिटिल मोर विद हिम. मज़ा आ रहा था. बट या इट वॉज ग्रेट.
और अगर आप इसके थोड़े क्लिप्स देखना चाहते हैं तो हमारे इंस्टाग्राम या हमारे यूट्यूब. आई एम होपिंग कि हम इसे जल्द से जल्द अपलोड कर सकें. तो ज़रूर चेक इट आउट. दैट्स आल्सो आप हमें इन ज़रियों से हमें कांटेक्ट भी कर सकते हैं. अपने मैसेजेस भी भेज सकते हैं. तो फ़िलहाल के लिए हम यहाँ रैप करते हैं. तो अगले एपिसोड तक
हमें इजाज़त दीजिए
और खबरदार रहिए.